T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buffalo Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney, by Falls View Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada, and by AXA Advisors. Take the next step toward your financial future today.
Now, let's get right to it, because Ralph's standing by on our Western Hotline. Head coach Sabres with us. They're back in action Saturday afternoon in Pittsburgh. Ralph, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. Back at her. We're good here. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, we had Marty Baron on in the last segment, Ralph. We had a long conversation about Jeff Skinner. So let me start from there. We know we talked about his drought and line combinations last week. So I guess one thing we're curious about now, in terms of Jeff's effort, is it still there, or do you believe his game has dropped? He's having some issues. Maybe the weight of the drought is now affecting him in his on-ice performance.
Well, it seems to be a topic that you like to discuss, and it's really there are always different levels of solutions that go on here. There's when a player is looking for his best game, you go through video, you go through the psychology of it, you go through multiple levels of teaching and coaching, and you know we're doing this with multiple players at the same time. That's what coaching staffs do, and that's what we do. We try to improve as a team every day. And, you know, some of the buttons we try to push, you know, we speak about, and some of them we keep internal. But there's no question that everybody's working hard at trying to find the right solution. It always has to happen in combination with what's best for the team. And, you know, the scoring chances are there. When a shooting percentage is down 4%, from a career average, you try to work on why is that? What are the better ways to do it? And you know, for us, it's just continued hard work at solutions. That's what we do as a team. Whether the PP is not working, whether we're taking goals on the rush, or whether an individual player is not producing to the numbers he'd like to, you try to work with them on pathways that they can get there. And that's what we're doing with Jeff.
I know you talk a lot with not just Jeff, but any player on your roster about how they play away from the puck and how that is a very important thing you look for as a coach. In particular with Jeff in this instance, how is he doing? I know you said you break down video with everybody. What is he doing in terms of play away from the puck, and how would that affect maybe an overall performance in your eyes?
Well, I have never and I will not discuss individual tactic in the public. That's not something I do on any other player, so I'm not going to do it around Jeff. Of course, when a player is not producing, nobody's happy. The player's not happy, we're not happy, and we're trying to find the solutions, and we work hard at it. But, you know, there are internal things that and analysis is that in respect of what we do here to try to make the whole as powerful as possible, we need to keep inside, and we keep it inside, and I enjoy every day that I coach the Buffalo Sabres. It's always a challenge. I enjoy the individual challenges. I enjoy the team challenge, as the whole staff here does. And just a lot of the work we do stays internal. And on this one, it stays right there.
60 games into your first season, in terms of the overall performance of your team, are they playing the game the way you want them to play? Are you seeing it more consistently? Or I guess I'm asking you how much work still needs to be done to get to where you'd like them to be.
Well, I think everybody knows we won 4 of our last 5 games or at points in 5 of the last 6 games. So, we definitely have had streaky moments through the season of success, and we've had moments where we would like to have had more points and needed to get more to be, you know, in the position that we'd like to be in right now, which we're not. We're not happy with where we're at right now, and we're fighting to keep contact, and we've got opportunity here if we can get points in 5 of the next 6 again to edge closer to where we want to be. But overall, we're pleased with the group's engagement in attempting to learn the game that we need to play on a consistent basis? Are these habits 100% ingrained already? No. Are they working hard to have these habits part of our normal execution? Yes. Again, we have gone through a good phase here. We've got some bodies back now. Are we, you know, we're really, really not pleased with what happened in Ottawa the other night. Do we have a chance to react now against Pittsburgh on Saturday? We do, and that's what we're going to work towards to get another good phase going, another good streak going here, because we're going to need a few of those in the next few games. But overall, we love the work of the players. We love the engagement of the players, and the understanding of the kind of game we need to play, I think, is quite clear. And it's just the mental strength and the, you know, the ability to do it on a daily basis in the National Hockey League takes time. And, you know, we feel much more good than bad right now.
Ralph, going back to the previous conversation a little bit, not specifically about Jeff Skinner, but about your top two lines and your efforts to find goal scoring. You know, one of the things we talked about with Marty there was that when it comes to your scoring forwards, you do have three pretty good scoring forwards on one line in Reinhart, Eichel, and Olofsson. And, you know, Jeff is a little bit odd man out with that. With regard to Sam Reinhart, Jason Botterill has said on this station before he believes that Reinhart can drive his own line. Have you and Jason talked about that, about the idea of maybe Reinhart gets a chance to do that? Because if you're looking for scoring from two lines, I mean, I think most would say anybody can be productive with Jack Eichel, for the most part, maybe not anybody. But, you know, Reinhart's an important part of that. But have you thought about Reinhart getting a look at trying to drive things the way that Jack drives a line?
Well, first of all, definitely not anybody can be productive anywhere in the National Hockey League. You need synergies. And the Eichel-Reinhart-Olofsson line is one of the elite five lines for me in the National Hockey League. You know, we've got an unbelievable asset there with Victor Olofsson, you know, back scoring three goals in his first two games back off a one-month injury, you know, that he has synergy there. And Sam having a career season, Jack having a career season, there's no question that you do not take something that powerful and throw it away. It's something that we can build a future on. These players are, you know, 24 and younger, and that's exciting for us. What we need is we need secondary scoring. Like the elite teams in the NHL have that ability, and you know, we need to find a way to create some power in behind that line, and that's what we're working on. And there's really you know, there's definitely arguments to look at different formations when we're not getting, you know, when we're not in a playoff position, which everybody out there is reaching for and wants us to be. But, you know, we also have to see the powerful nature of that line and their 20-plus minutes on the ice together and what that gives us. And we need to get – we have enough skill in our other forwards to get something going, and we're working on that as hard as we can right now.
I know you think we're going to belabor the Skinner point, and we brought it up with you last week, but the power of the line, or you have something
now,
powerful.
Why would I think that?
Because we brought this up last week. But, you know, I
was off last week.
You mentioned the power that you have, right? Because I asked you last week about, you know, maybe moving Reinhart. You basically said the same thing. Why would I want to break it up? But with you, now I'm going to factor in the third guy. With Olofsson, Ralph, Skinner with Eichel was a powerful thing. Jeff Skinner had his highest season in goals. I know you weren't here, but he had a career high in goals. So that was a powerful combination.
And you were happy with the team's results last year?
Well, I'm not happy with the team's results this year. You're probably not making the playoffs, Ralph. No offense.
Yeah.
But
that's fine.
But if, you know, you have a guy who's making a lot of money to score goals and is having a career worst year, could you move? Would Olofsson be as good? Is he talented enough to say, okay, let me flip it? Olofsson's okay away from Eichel. He can succeed. It's not a matter of he's only scoring because he's with Eichel. He would be talented enough if I moved him away.
Yeah, I mean, we could philosophically discuss this. Now, we spend 4 hours every morning before even the players arrive at the rink here as coaches, looking at footage and analyzing everything in and out, and we don't have time to discuss all of those experiences with everybody. And, you know, somewhere there needs to be a trust in what we see and how we're doing our best here to try to maximize what we can do as a group. And again, I want to refer to the run of late, and the energy that we have. The Ottawa game has definitely dampened the spirit in the surroundings, but we need to take courage from what we did against Toronto here at home, and games of that nature, and how you know the game that we want to play on a consistent basis showed up there to neutralize one of the best offensive teams in the league, and we can discuss there'd be hundreds of different decisions that we make here that we could try to tear apart in detail, and the way we put our lines together is certainly one of them, but it's difficult to explain all those details, and I can only say we are trying to maximize the potential of this group. We are not there as yet, and we will continue to work on that.
One thing in terms of maximizing results, Ralph, I think something that's gone very well, I think, early in the year, Rasmus Dahlin had a little bit of maybe a sophomore hiccup. I think, fans observing him wondered, is Dahlin struggling? And there was a little bit of time, and then he kind of figured it out. And I would say he's playing pretty well. He's pretty darn good. He's been great. So for you, is that, you look at a player and, you're only getting your hands on any player so far with this organization for 60 games. And you talk a lot about habits and positive habits. With Dahlin, is that an example you would say where you try to instill some habits in him and it took a little bit of time, but then boom, it clicked and you're seeing the positive results of that?
No, Rasmus has been a pleasure all season long. And, we see the brilliance of his offensive ability, but for us as coaches, we're so excited how he's embraced what he needs to do defensively and how hard he works at creating pressure on the opposition, without the puck, and how proud he is of his one-on-one battles, and he wants to win those. And Steve Smith has done an unbelievable job of coaching him in individual sessions, and while he was injured, spending a lot of time with him, going over video and footage. And he is, as a 19-year-old, simply an amazing player. And, his future, he's still far from his potential. When he fills out physically and we get some more pounds on him, as he just naturally will grow, that, and he gets that strength, it's, the sky's the limit on him. And we can all see what he does to the power play and how he's able to manage the puck up top there. At his age, where is that going to end? And his shot will become harder, his physical play will become more aggressive, and his offense will just continue to find opportunity for the players that he's on the ice with. But, we're extremely excited about how Rasmus is developing here.
The other big story, trade deadline is approaching. You talked about synergy and how important it is. For you and Jason Botterill, the synergy that the two of you have, well, do you ask for things at the deadline? Or do you two, hey, I'd like this or that, or do you guys talk every single day, especially in these days approaching where roster decisions are probably, I would think some roster decisions are going to come, maybe big, maybe small.
Yeah, that always looms in the air in the National Hockey League since the beginning of the season, and of course we're discussing everything daily, and it's, that process is very interesting and it's a lot of fun. And we are always looking at potential options that can make us a stronger team. And yes, we feel that in the air, but in the coaching room here, I have to tell you, we are fighting to still make something special out of this season. We haven't given up on anything that we're doing here. And so our picture remains small in the coaching room and with the players. But with Jason, of course, I drift into the bigger picture on a regular basis, and we will continue to try to improve the roster if we can, and to build the group that can get us to where we want to go in the future. But it's kind of a mix in the coaching world. You have to leave that hat outside the room when you walk in with the players, and when you leave that space, you get into those discussions. But we'll see what the week brings. It will be an interesting week, I think, throughout the league, but for us specifically, we'd like to get stronger.
Hey, Ralph, last thing on the trade deadline, since this is our first deadline with you as the coach of the Sabres, stuff is out there in social media. I don't know how many players go on Twitter, stay off Twitter this time of year. Names get mentioned in the rumor mill. How do you handle that as a coach? Do you, do you talk to a particular player or players if you hear names in the rumor mill to make sure they're staying focused?
No, I think the most important thing is to have them feel our focus on execution, learning, growing, like we've been trying to do here daily. And we, you know, we don't discuss those situations. The NHL players are aware that that's always in the air, and the players don't have, you know, the no trade, no move clauses. Realize that that could happen to them at any point in time, and you know, you basically try to concentrate on the task on hand, which today it's going to be a good practice and some learning out of the Ottawa game, and tomorrow the preparation for Pittsburgh and the 1 o'clock start on Saturday. You know, so we do not see those as anything other than part of the normal life of a National Hockey League player, but it's not really discussed. And we try to keep that noise out of our locker room.
Well, thanks as always for your time. Thanks for answering our questions, and we'll talk to you again next week. Good luck this weekend against Pittsburgh and Winnipeg.
Yeah, and thank you to the fans for the last three home games. Those three wins were outstanding, and really, really enjoyed the energy in the building, and we'll bring some good energy back from Pittsburgh for a good game against Winnipeg, my hometown where I was born, actually. Oh. On Sunday, so it'll be a fun one.
All right, have a good day, Ralph.
Thanks, gents. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.